Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we get into the video, man, I want to give a quick shout out, quick word from our sponsor, BETonline.ag. They sponsored his last video. They're back again. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports teams. March Madness is going on right now. There's a lot of upsets. Is your bracket busted 10 or is it still perfect?
It's still perfect.
Okay.
I don't make mistakes. I'm the only perfect bracket left.
Nah, me and you are the only perfect brackets left.
In the whole world.
But, you know, most people can't be like us. So make sure y'all go and place y'all's bets. You know, you might want to put a couple upsets here and there. It's the year of the upsets. So go do that. But nah, if y'all are putting y'all's bets, make sure to use BET Online. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Now let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chum Chat. We're here with a very special guest, our boy, LAFC superstar, Bryce Duke, the young man himself. But before we get into it, I just want to say, make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. Go check out Believe, our network. And of course, as always, pay attention so y'all can find y'all's own success. But now let's get into it. So how are you, bro?
Good. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Good, good, good. Like we were saying before we started, we've been trying to get Bryce on for a long, long time. It's been like since the end of last year, we've been trying to get you on since like Orlando, it seems like. But nah, man, we have a couple of topics to talk about, you know. We've known each other for a long time. Way back. Tanner, were you there when he came to trial at FCD? What year was that?
It was like 2017, maybe.
Yeah. 2018. I definitely remember, but I didn't remember like talking to him or anything, but I remember seeing him in training, bro. It was crazy. So long ago, for real.
Yeah. I don't think me and Tanner ever like met.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think it was you. It was Cameron Lacey.
Shout out Cam.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Cameron Lacey?
I mean, from what I've seen or what I've talked to him about, he's pretty chill. He's cool.
Pretty chill, huh?
Yeah, we've only talked on like social media and then all the way back in the day when I was over there. But other than that, he's pretty chill.
All right, I'll let that one slide.
Your thoughts?
They were for 3 years.
Yeah, he's my boy. I live with him. Super funny dude, goofy, baller. He's balling right now at UNC Charlotte. Yeah. So big things coming. Just watch out for him.
Yeah, he's been telling me all his moves in the background. Excited.
Yeah, I think he's been telling everyone.
Very, very interesting moves he's got coming up. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Some reports, some Barcelona reports, some Bayern Munich reports. So we'll see how it goes, man.
No, but bro, when you were training at FC Dallas, I remember we talked a little bit and you were so cute with it. I don't think Thomas was training with us, but I remember everyone was calling you like Thomas. Like you played exactly like Thomas. Do you think your game is kind of similar in the style of y'all are both silky? Both cut the blonde locks.
Yeah, we play similar. Obviously he's left footed, I'm right footed, but we play similar. I mean, even back in the day we were kinda just like the same way. We both kind of silky with it. I try to be at least, but both kind of attacking players in the middle, so it's cool to see another player in the league that kind of plays similar as you.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, ultimately it worked out. You're LAFC, you're balling, you're living the life. But I don't think we ever talked about, like, what happened at FC Dallas. Like, why didn't that end up working out?
Yeah, so I think I came down in, like, February. So I was there, like, a week maybe. And RSL started to find that FC Dallas was interested in. Then as soon as they found out, they automatically kind of like reached out and was like, hey, like we have rights over you. Like we want to sign you, blah, blah, blah. So it was closer to home at the time. So I just decided to go with RSL. But yeah, so that's the whole situation of why I never went back. But it would have been fun. That's for sure.
I've heard a lot of crazy things about RSL Academy.
Yeah.
You got any funny stories you can share? Because I was talking with Sebastian Soto. He shared a very funny story. But I just want to know if you got any funny stories to share.
Yeah, I mean, in Utah. Okay, well, when my first year when we were in Casa Grande, I don't know if he told you the story, but I think there was like 8 of them. And we were on a golf course. So the academy was on a golf course back in the day. And so like 8 of them took like 3 golf carts or 2 golf carts and drove like 2-3 miles down the highway to the gas station, and they're at the gas station and cop pulls up, gets some, like interrogates all of them. One of my close friends, Erwin, is like he's actually crying, like he was scared, all that stuff. So
yeah,
that's probably the biggest story. Did he tell you that one?
Yeah, that was so when at camp or whatever, whenever you're late, you have to stand up and share a story. And that was the one he told, bro. It was so funny.
Yeah.
It was so funny, man.
That one. And then when we moved to Utah, it wasn't like super crazy, but there was just like stories where like the older team would like go and like find one kid on the younger team and just kind of like rough him up. And then there'd just be like, it would just be like the 18s in like a huge circle. And then you just throw the one kid in the middle and he just like, have to try and get out. Yeah, so.
That sounds kind of like us.
That's how it is with every academy.
Yeah, it is like that. Yeah. We had Cole Bassett on here a while ago, and he told an initiation story that was pretty bad. But yeah, we actually got banned from doing that because just some stuff went on there that we probably can't talk about on air. But
yeah, I was one of those kids. But luckily enough, I'm still small, but I was smaller back then. And I just hid like underneath the sink in like the cabinet, and nobody thought to like look there. So I was chilling until like I was in there for like 30 minutes, probably just hoping they didn't find me.
Bro, I have a funny story about that. I think Tanner, you know what I'm gonna say. So Tanner,
what in Qatar or
yes,
what?
Yes, bro. Yes, bro. Okay, so yeah, you know how we talk about Cameron. So Cameron and Tanner's first away trip was in Qatar, and I remember Tanner's vividly, like obviously he's big as hell, like no one wanted to initiate him, so that was a struggle. But everyone was like, you know Cameron's personality, like everyone liked him, but like that made them want to rough him up more.
Yeah,
so my man's locked himself in the bathroom kind of like you, and he was screaming for the coaches, bro, and he locked himself in there for like 30 minutes. So by that time, like we started getting mad. Yeah. So we got in there, bro, and I've never seen anyone like get so roughed up. Like it was actually like a hate crime, bro. Like people were punching him. Do you remember that time they were kicking him on the floor? Like it was funny as hell. But RIP.
Yeah, Cameron. there's always one kid on the academy that everyone just like kind of hits a little bit harder. Yeah.
Yeah. The funniest one though, So there's this guy named Carson Price. I don't know if you know Carson Price. He played at FC Dallas.
Yeah,
he played at San Antonio, and now he's at the same school as Cameron. And it was his first away trip in Qatar as well. And he was the first one we were going to get. So, you know, we said, coach wants a meeting in this room. You know, it's a classic, you know, coach wants a meeting. So he comes in and we're all in there and we all know what's going on. And we start a countdown and we go 5, 4. And then Carson goes 3, 2, 1. And everybody just gets on him and he has no idea what's going on, bro. It was so funny.
But those are those are some crazy academy memories, man. We can go on and on about those.
Yeah. Speaking of team memories, though, what y'all just in Cali for preseason, or where y'all been?
Yeah, we've been training, and then we play New England Revolution. So we played them last Saturday, and then we play them again this Saturday, and then we played Galaxy a couple weeks back, and then so we're just chilling in Cali.
Right.
Would you say, now talking about your own experiences in LAFC now, do they have any like rookie initiations or anything crazy that you had to do this past year?
Just like singing. So when I first got there, I had to sing when we were in Mexico for Champions League. And I sang Baby by Justin Bieber. And it's like, it's bad enough because like people already call me like kind of like Justin Bieber or whatever. So like weeks go by after I'm singing, and then all of our team's like South American. So all you hear is like all the South Americans just like get in a group and they'll start baby, baby. And they'll start singing, and it's just keep giving me stuff. Yeah, it's bad. But yeah, that's probably the only real initiation. And then you do like the classic tunnel at training and they just smack you. But
Yeah. I mean, at least you don't have like the NFL, like when they have to pay like the big dinner, like that seems like a violation. Yeah. That seems like a complete violation. But
yeah, but we also don't get paychecks like that.
Facts. But hopefully soon we're all eating off the NFL money.
Yeah. Hey, some of your teammates do get them paychecks though. So
You know, one person who definitely gets that paycheck who I wanted to talk about, and I'm sure you know him and want to ask about, is the best player in the MLS, arguably. Carlos Vela, how is that playing with him? And obviously him being Mexican and you being American, you know, having that support for the U.S., what's that like?
Yeah, he's way cool. I feel like big players, like big DP players, they kind of get this like perspective put on them that they're like, think they're all big time and like they don't really care, stuff like that. Carlos is like one of those guys, like this guy makes like the most jokes like I've ever seen. He's always laughing, smiling. But like since he's like came from experience, he helps out the young guys. And then also like translation. So like if one of the South Americans don't understand what we're saying, then he'll just like translate and help out in any way he can. But yeah, Carlos is sick. And then he's got the classic go from the right side and then cut in, and then it's a goal every time, top left. And he also chips a goalkeeper at every training from like half field. So that never gets old to see.
That's crazy, bro. He's dirty, bro.
Yeah.
He's filthy. Nuts.
Speaking of obviously playing with him and just LAFC in general, let's be honest, you guys are a good club, you know, with high expectations. You guys have big players. I don't think last year was ideal for you guys. But, you know, what are y'all's goals for the season and your goals, most importantly, personally, going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, last year wasn't the best season, especially in the league, but we did have a decent run for Champions League, made it to the finals, kind of got lazy towards the end of the game and then cost us it, but it is what it is. But this season, we got a few new guys. We got so we got a good group this year. Hopefully just come out top of the West and then make a deep run in playoffs, win the whole thing. And then personally, just kind of get more minutes than I did last year, work my way into the starting lineup, but you never know. So it's going to be an interesting season on how it goes.
We're going to take a quick break from the video to shout out our sponsor, Canon. It's a sunglass company. I don't know about you guys, but I know that sometimes when it's hot outside, I need my sunglasses. They be breaking. They're not as effective as I'd want them to be. But with Canon, that's never a problem. You see, Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're clearer, lighter, and stronger. And their Italian handcrafted frames as well are impossible to scratch. So use exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to get 15% off your first pair. That's KAENONCAST15. We'll pop that up right there to make it easier for y'all. And the link will be in the description. Go make sure y'all get y'all's first pair. Canon, clearly better. Let's get back to the video. You liking y'all's jerseys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're okay. Like last year, last year's white ones were sick. This year, like our jerseys are kind of like like a dirty white bath towel. Like that's what my comparison would be.
That's tough, bro. Top three would be Seattle's new one, the purple one.
Yeah.
That one's fire. LA Galaxy's their stripe kit is fire. And yeah. Then I'm a big fan of Colorado's away jersey, the white with the green. Yes. Away jerseys, you know, they give a little more freedom, so it's kind of cool. But next year with the home jerseys, everybody's going to get the same style. It's going to be That's one thing other leagues got better, bro.
I rock with Seattle's, though. The purple ones?
Yeah, that one's crazy. Yeah, that one's crazy, bro. Talking about crazy, bro. You're in with, like, all the famous YouTubers, bro. How's that? What is that like, man? Like, I promise you, bro, I watch Bradley Martin, like, just sometimes, you know? Yeah. And I was literally just chilling, watching one of his videos, like, kind of just chilling on my phone, whatever. And then all I hear is, we're here with Bryce Duke. And I was like, what the? I was like, wait. And I watched, bro, and I was like, that's crazy, bro. Like,
legit.
I play for LAFC.
Really?
Yeah.
So, growing up.
What's that like, man?
Bradley Martin's sick. He's super cool. He's like a teddy bear, bro. He's like super big, but like once you meet him, nice guy you'll ever meet. It's cool. It's kind of cool because it's like the whole LA vibe and stuff like that. But most of you guys know Noah, he's like a childhood best friend, so that's how I kind of like know all of them. Social media nowadays is kind of crazy, especially like when I'm in the background and I kind of can like see the lowdown or like hear the lowdown, like what's going on. And then a couple of days later, you just see it blow up on social media. But most of the guys that like I've met are pretty cool. I don't say like I'm in the group. I'm just a little tiny bit a part of it, just kind of on the outskirts.
So living in LA, bro, does it bring like any pressure to have like, I don't know, like in LA, I feel like everyone dresses like super nice. Do you feel kind of like that pressure as well?
I don't feel the pressure. Like I need to go and buy like all this like designer stuff and like look sick. I'm a sneakerhead. So like that's what I spend kind of my money on is sneakers. So let's see, do I have a pair right here? So I'm a sneakerhead. So like I'll just like buy sneakers. But also I don't like pay like full price. Like I have LA, like you get to know people. So like there's like plugs and stuff like that. So, I kind of keep my stuff at like a minimum. So technically I don't fall under like the pressure of having to one up everyone and buy everything.
Yeah, speaking about that shoe game, though, I know you have the Chunky Dunkies, right?
Yeah, I do.
Is that, like, your most prized possession? Or don't even tell me. Do you have the Dior Jordans?
No. I have the Jordan 4 sales.
Those are fire.
Yeah, I just got these ones. And then a couple pair of Off-Whites.
Hey, I feel you, bro. You know, I got a little bit of sneakers myself. Johan might contest for me, but definitely the Chunky Dunkies, bro. That was on my list, bro. I can't get them. I don't got the plug like you either. Dallas, I don't know nobody. And they have these stores, you know, they pop up with some stores like the resale stores and you can, you know, go there. But I promise you like every single one closes in like 2 months because nobody buys anything. And so it's tough to get the good stuff around here, you know?
It's ridiculous on how like expensive some of the shoes are.
It's mad, bro. It's mad. I can't believe you got the sales, bro. Those are up there now. Those are up there. Like those are gone for me.
I wish I didn't even like I haven't even worn them and they're just brand new in the box. I would have resold them.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Have you hit up what's it called? Cookies and Kicks?
Yeah.
Have you bought from there or no?
No, I haven't bought a shoe. I haven't bought anything from there, but it's on a street called Melrose. So everyone goes there and it's like thrift shops, like all this. You probably seen all of it on TikTok, like Cookies and Kicks. There's a bunch of pretty cool spots over there. That's just what LA is about, bro. It's like fashion and all that stuff.
Yeah, but at Cookies and Kicks, like I feel like they take advantage of like the LA people because they tax hella extra like on the shoes.
Yeah. But that's how people make money. They do anything they can to make money. LA, bro, LA is expensive. Like,
yeah, I was gonna talk about that, bro. Like, you said you're in downtown right now. Like, what's the living situation? You in an apartment?
I'm in a one bedroom apartment, 750 square feet, and I pay like $2,500 a month. And that's cheap.
Mad, bro.
That's cheap over here.
That's mad, bro.
Yeah, your view is nice, bro. I've seen it on your Instagram story. You're living.
Nah, bro. Like, I'm trying to, like, yeah, rent kills me. Like, if I could, like, go and stay, like, if I lived in, my parents had a house here, 100% would go stay with them, save money.
That's crazy, bro.
How far is it from, like, the facilities and stuff? Is it close?
That's the only reason why I moved to downtown is because it's, like, 12 minutes to the training facility and, like, 10 minutes to the stadium. So it's like smack in the middle of both.
Nice, nice. What's the traffic like in downtown?
Don't get me started, bro.
Okay, I was about to say, yeah, I was like, that's tough, bro.
Bro, if it takes me like, if there's bad traffic, like if I'm in rush hour and I want to go 5 miles, it'll take me a good like 45 minutes.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah.
That's tough.
LA is not like, living wise, not the spot, not the place to be.
What's up, guys? Support for this podcast is brought to you by Just Live, a trusted source for help for high quality wellness CBD products created by athletes just for you. Have you ever been feeling low with sleep, focus, energy, your immune system, or stress? That's why Just Live is the one for you. They've just come out with a new gummy line. They have 6 different flavors, functions, including sleep, energy, focus, immunity, calm, and vitamin C. They're vegan, low sugar, high quality. They're founded by Klay Thompson, Alex Morgan, Travis Pastrana, and Paul Rodriguez. They wanted to create this product, one they could trust and one they could stand behind. If you need support with those that I mentioned, I highly recommend giving this a try. It's buy one, get one free of the new gummies line with code support at justlive.com. That's buy one, get one free at justlive.com. Use code support. Back to the episode.
Obviously, right. Though, LA is like the fashion, you know, kind of upscale. So I want to ask, bro, who's got the nicest car on your team?
Carlos. Carlos.
It has
Bella.
To be, bro.
Yeah.
It has to be.
He's got a white Ferrari.
A white Ferrari, that, bro.
And then he's got an all black Range Rover. Our team, 4 new guys that just got Teslas. So. All you see is Teslas and then it's Ferrari.
What about you? What are you driving?
I drive a Honda Accord.
Hey,
nice.
I have a Honda Civic back home.
Yeah, nothing flashy. Just gets me from point A to point B.
I love it.
Hey, man, that would be crazy to compare cars from our FC Dallas players to your team, bro. It'd be mad, bro.
What do you guys got? What's the best car you guys got?
Bro, probably a Mustang, some type of Mustang. We got a few guys with Teslas, but nah.
I've seen Jesus Ferreira's Mustang that he pimped out.
Yeah, that's probably like he pimped it out. It looks, you know, it looks kind of cool. I don't know how much it is though. We got a few players. Well, I guess not anymore. Thiago, he left, but he had like a Audi Q8, so that was pretty nice. But besides that, man, like. We got like 2 or 3 guys with Teslas, like a not a nice Tesla, they're like the Model 3. And then
what does that even mean? Not a nice Tesla.
Well, they sell them for like that's like 35,000, you know? Yeah, like you could get it. It's like affordable. So
the expensive ones are like 116 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's nothing like that, but it's still like a nice car. But nothing crazy like that, bro. Like it's crazy. Some of our players that are veterans with families, man, they're just super content with driving a like a 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, just like a normal car, man. Like it's crazy to me. It's crazy.
And to our listeners, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just these guys, you know, they have enough money to get one. And, you know, if they don't want to put their money into it, it's their money. They do what they want with it. But I always bug some of the guys, like some of the older guys, like Jimmy and Matt and Ryan. They got, you know, it's like, come on, guys, you know, like, come on.
The Porto head coach here, he drives, he has a blue Bentley, like all blue. And then he has an all black Lamborghini Urus. So tough, bro. So tough.
The coach.
Yeah, the coach. And the players obviously like have like like Chuy Corona has like a white Porsche. It's like they're all pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie. They're all pretty sick.
Is that not scary though? Like is Porto like a nice area? Because I talked to like you know Sebastian Salcedo, Bryce, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was talking to him and like in Mexico some of his teammates have like different nice cars and they get like robbed and they get a bunch of stuff. Like is it the same in like in Portugal or no?
Nah, bro, Portugal's hella safe. Like they'll see that the blue Bentley and if anything they'll give him like way more respect because they know it's him, you know?
Right
they'll leave a note like, hey, I like your car.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey man, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, that's what it is. you know Ladero on Seattle.
Yeah.
Bro, we went to an away trip and we're in the bus and you can see all like the players get into their cars and stuff. So what's his name? Rui Diaz, he drives like a sick, like bright red on black rims, like McLaren. And then I was like, okay, Ladero's gotta drive something sick. This man pulls up in like a 2018 like little Fiat. And I was like, what? Like, how is this possible? Like, this guy's probably getting paid millions and he's pulling up in a Fiat.
Hey, I like Seattle. They park like in the stadium.
Yeah.
That's fire.
They park inside the stadium.
You guys park outside or what?
Yeah, we park outside. Like, we don't have it. We don't have an under. We have like a one part of under, but like our stadium's like, it's, you know, it's, yeah. John knows, you know?
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
Have you guys played here?
Say what?
Have you guys came to our stadium? Or have you come?
I haven't been to your stadium now, but I'm coming this year. I think we play all at y'all's place. Yeah. And then don't y'all play at ours too, right?
Yeah, I think so. We have the underground thing too.
That's fire.
But we haven't been parking there because of like COVID and everything. Because usually we just like park and then like valet the car. But now it's like we can't do that. So we have to park outside and then walk all the way down the tunnel.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, Tan, I feel like when FTLs did the renovations, they could have given like, oh, y'all a better like parking space because it's literally right against the road. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's literally right against the road, and it's like, it's a hard place to get into too because like, you have to turn right at this one entrance. So if you come from the other, like a lot of our guys come from the other way, so they have to go all the way down and then do a U-turn and come in, and it's like a bunch of stoplights and people would drive crazy there. And then when you leave, you have to go right. And some guys live on the left and they have to go all the way down past the bridge and do a U-turn. And it's just like, it's in a bad spot, honestly. But also it's like after the games, even with COVID, we'll have fans like all lined up and it's like right on top of their cars. And it's like, bro, it's just not safe. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Say what?
Last season you guys had like fans towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the Texas Rangers?
Bro, that was so embarrassing.
Yeah, full
that
stadium.
Was actually embarrassing, bro.
Right?
Full that made stadium? that made Portuguese
full
news.
Stadium.
You know that? That made Portuguese news.
I mean, I'm sure it made any sports like any. I mean, that's like no, big made, for sports world.
Made normal Portuguese news headlines. Like
that's
I was watching
crazy.
Portuguese news, and they were showing the Texas Rangers game. It was crazy. That was just so weird to me. Like, I don't know how many people. Like 50,000 people unmasked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I thought it was like 78,000.
Was it?
Yeah.
Either way, probably. Bro, that's a lot of people.
COVID finna do
numbers. We ain't finna get into all that, but I want to talk about your rookie experiences. Obviously, you got LAFC, man. You got some crazy names, Will Ferrell. You got some cool. Y'all's fans are crazy. So what is probably your – what would you say is your best rookie experience, whether it's in the training ground, going places, or a home game? What would it be?
Probably when I made my debut in Mexico for Champions League because first, the night before the game, I met Will Ferrell. Guy's super like he's super tall, super cool. He's kind of like an awkward dude. Like you kind of like would say what's up to him and he's kind of like weird. Like nothing like the movies, but met him and then obviously just making my debut in Lyon in Mexico against Lyon in front of like I don't know, there's a bunch of fans, but yeah, that was probably my biggest experience over there.
That's awesome, bro. That's crazy though. Will Ferrell being awkward like that. I wouldn't expect that.
Who's the biggest celebrity you've met? Who's the biggest celebrity you've met while being there in LA? Like, have you seen someone crazy?
Well, I don't know about we go to restaurants and we'll see like I've seen like DaBaby and like Ludacris and like Richard Jefferson from the Cavs back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know that like old Vine guy, his name's I forgot his name. King but Batch. Then yeah, him. Yeah. I've met him. Then there's obviously like the TikTokers of like the big TikTokers that
my you're just like one of the guys now. You're basically like one of the celebrities.
Yeah, have you been to their house, bro? Have you been to the what is it, the Hype House or the what
I've
is
been
it
to
called?
The Sway House. I go to the Sway House all the time. They live in Tyga and Kylie Jenner's old house.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then like I met like Addison, Dixie, and like all the like the whole group, I guess.
They're chill.
That's crazy.
Some of them kind of like cocky.
No. So Dixie's mad chill. That's who my boy is dating. And then like all the guy TikTokers like Bryce Hall, Blake Gray, like they're all super chill. Like once you get to know them. But yeah, most of the things that everyone sees is just for like social media. So like Bryce, like when he's always trying to like fight people, like he is always trying to fight people, but it's like, that's like
it's for the it's what gets money. It's what makes money.
Set for himself.
Yeah, makes sense. No. Everyone's just trying to get to the bag these days. But now, before we wrap it up, we want to hit you with our signature question. You know, I think you can say that you've definitely achieved some kind of success, but everyone's definition of success is different. You know what I mean? It's all relative. So, you know, do you think you've achieved success yourself, and what do you define it as? What's success to you?
I mean, to a certain extent, I've achieved success, like had the dream of going pro and I like achieved the dream, but it doesn't stop there. Like you got to keep going because you can do so much more than when you put your mind to it. So I kind of just go like set small goals. So now like my goal is like work my way into the starting lineup, get noticed, and then like just keep developing as a player. And then hopefully one of these days go overseas somewhere. But yeah, I mean, I definitely think I've achieved some sort of success, but nothing that I'm kind of just going to settle with and say like sit back and be like, hey, like I've done what I wanted to do and just kind of like relax, grind, don't stop.
Exactly. You got to keep thinking more, bro.
Yeah.
As a young player though, what advice do you have maybe for some up and come players that, you know, want to do the same thing that you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, when I was in the academy, bro, like when I was at RSL, I didn't even start. Like I wasn't even a starter. I didn't start playing until I was at Barca 2 years ago. So, I mean, anything can happen. You can like Florida, I was in Florida showcase with Barca and I've had a really good showcase. And next thing you know, I signed with LAFC. So, it only takes like the right opportunity to just like show out, play a good game, and big things can happen. So just like keep working hard. If you're determined about something that you want to do, then just like do whatever you can to make that happen. So
I agree with that, bro. Just always be ready for your opportunity. You're here first from Bryce Hall, Bryce Duke.
Bryce Hall. Bryce Duke, my boy.
My bad.
We're talking about all these TikTokers, just successful people named Bryce in that category. Now, before we wrap up, bro, we need two things from you. First off, let us know who you want on the podcast, and we'll try to make it happen.
Let's see. Have you guys had George Campbell on?
No. George.
No.
He was one of those guys that like I've kept in contact with like on just like social media. He's pretty cool.
He's chill.
Oh yeah, super good dude.
Yeah.
Love George. All right, say no more. All right, guys. So that's it for the interview with Bryce, Mr. Bryce Duke. As you can see, superstar LAFC, probably future U.S. men's national team, probably future European superstar as well. Make sure y'all stay locked in with him this season. go check them out. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe on our socials. They'll be popped up in the link in the description down there. And Bryce, what are your socials so they can go follow you?
Instagram, everything is Bryce.Duke.
All right, say no more. Go show love. Go comment. Go go show love on his drip. Those chunky dunkies, I don't know what he's posting on there, but go show love. And as you can see here, a lot of people here who have found success. Now it's your turn. So go find your own success. Deuces.
'Justin' and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.